Episode 38.
Hello and welcome to the Megan Dredge podcast. Megan Dredge, yes, that's me. And I am super passionate about helping you to become an even better educator. I believe in teachers and I believe in education, the best profession in the world, the profession that teaches all others. It doesn't matter whether you've been teaching for decades or if you're a brand new teacher, there's always something we can all do to improve our practice.
The Gifted Child, 9 strategies for parents and teachers. Every year, a couple of times every year, I actually conduct a 3-day course at the University of New South Wales as part of the GERIC program, which is a program for students who are specifically gifted and talented. And as part of my preparation for the course, when I very first started doing this a couple of years ago, I did some further reading, and I'll include some links in the show notes to that. And the reading was around giftedness in children. And as an educator, but also as a mum of 2 young kids myself, I found it fascinating to read about how to effectively nurture and lead and help develop skills and abilities in gifted children specifically. And so I thought this week that I would share with you 9 key principles that I learned from my reading. And these principles will help you whether you're an educator teaching a gifted child or whether you're a parent of a gifted child. These 9 principles will be super helpful for you. So let me go through them with you right now. Number 1, be intentionally observant. To effectively identify and also support the gifted student, as parents, as teachers, we must be critically and intentionally observant of what the student is doing. What are their actions showing? What are they engaging with? What are they asking questions about? What do you feel like they're thinking about? What are they curious about? What is it that they're focused on, that they're spending their time, energy, resources on? I have found that children are constantly sending us messages, of course, unintentionally, but what they're doing and what they're displaying, they are showing us, they are giving us clues as to ways in to effectively teach them, to effectively support them. And I've noticed, not only as a teacher, but also as a parent, that it's easy to miss things. It's easy to be focused on something else or doing the dreaded multitasking, and we miss what we could have achieved by simply observing. And so the first thing that you need to do as a parent of a gifted child or as a teacher of a gifted child is be intentionally observant, to really amplify the power of your senses, the power of what you can observe whilst watching and looking and engaging with that particular child. Number 2, be incredibly curious. I have certainly observed that teachers who are excellent educators of gifted and talented have a curious attitude themselves. They will restrain from making a quick assessment or a rash assessment or judgment of a particular student that they're looking at. They will choose curiosity over judgment. And as they, I've noticed that as they intentionally observe their students, they've got this open mind, they've got this willingness for their thinking about that student to be changed and modified if necessary. And I encourage you to be open-minded, to be interested, and to be curious in what is going on in the life of your student or the life of your child. And you can be asking questions like why, or in what way? That's a great question. So, you know, a child might say, oh, I really loved what we did, such and such and such. And you go, okay, well, what specifically did you enjoy about that? Instead of just agreeing that with them, ask them a slightly more detailed question that causes them to go, yeah, well, what was it that stood out to me? So what specifically or how specifically did you notice that? Did you enjoy that? Or you could say, tell me more about that. These are all little phrases that you can use to be incredibly curious about the child in your care. Number three, be an engaged co-learner. Parents and educators of gifted children actually do the journey of learning with that child or with that class or with that group of students. Be interested, be observant, but most importantly, be an engaged, curious co-learner. You need to model curiosity. Your interest needs to be evident to the children, to the students that you are teaching. Become involved alongside them, with them in the investigative process. Actually do this journey with them. Co-learn with them. Come alongside with them. Be that engaged co-learner. And I'll include a link in the show notes to this particular point. 5 lessons learned from a trip outside my comfort zone, because for me, I was reminded of what it was like to be a student and what it was like to be stretched by my teacher. And I think you'll really enjoy that. So be sure to jump over on that and have a read of that about me going back to my gymnastics class for the first time since I was in primary school, and it was an awesome experience. But it reminded me of the importance as a teacher of being an engaged co-learner. Number four, interact thoughtfully. You know, one-to-one interaction is important for every child and especially important for the gifted child. Be aware of what the child is interested in, be engaged with what they're doing, and interact and respond appropriately. Number five, provide rich and varied learning experiences. Gifted children and gifted students respond best to learning experiences that are both of these things, that are rich and that are varied. You need to be providing opportunities, resources, environments for these students to engage with and to learn from. Encourage the students to utilize their own knowledge, to use what they already know, to engage with what they already know rather than to simply acquire it. In fact, a gifted student can acquire knowledge very, very easily. Once you tell them the bucket is red, they will remember the bucket is red. But a better conversation would be, what could you use instead of a bucket? If the bucket wasn't red, what color would it be and why? Why do you think? And these kinds of questions, because acquiring knowledge is the simple part. And a gifted student, they get that. They get that piece of knowledge. They heard it once. That's it. But the challenge for us as teachers is to extend that for them, to provide a learning experience and a learning environment that extends that and encourages them to utilize their knowledge rather than simply tick the box of, yes, I now know that piece of information. Number six, choose appropriate teaching strategies. Gifted children need significant adults, and that's us, that's their teachers, perhaps that's you as a parent. They need these significant adults to focus on, and this is really important, facilitating their learning rather than directing their learning. A gifted child needs these opportunities to discover things, to discover the learning processes for themselves, to be engaged with it and do the journey live on the spot alongside you, as we said before, being the curious co-learner, rather than them having everything spelled out for them. So as a teacher, as a parent, the way that we need to teach these gifted students is to facilitate their learning rather than to direct it directly, to spoon feed it, to spell it out. So facilitate them, guide them and challenge them rather than limiting it to demonstrating and being directive and instructional. Number seven, build meaningful partnerships. To really support and facilitate the growth of the gifted child, we must intentionally build meaningful partnerships. So if I put my teacher hat on for a minute, with the parents of the students that I'm teaching. So as a teacher, it's my responsibility to build this meaningful partnership. And in fact, a lot of the research focuses on the importance of this relationship, that the teacher-parent relationship is crucial. And of course, it works in both ways. Perhaps you're the parent of a gifted child. Perhaps you think your child's gifted. Perhaps you don't know how to talk to your child's teacher about this. The most important thing to remember is establishing this relationship and sharing information in an attitude and a spirit of cooperation rather than confrontation. So parents need to go in giving help and suggestions rather than giving advice and correction. And on the other hand, educators must listen to what the parents say, because parents know stuff about their kids that you don't, teachers. I know we know a lot about students and the students we teach, but parents know stuff, and parents know stuff that they don't even know that they know, and they might not have the language to explain it, but intuitively they know things. And so you've got to listen to what the parents of your students are saying. This partnership is really important. It needs to be a meaningful partnership between parents and teachers, and between teachers and parents. Number 8, keep detailed records. Detailed anecdotal records of the student's progress, of the child's progress, even from an early age, are a really important way that giftedness is identified. And so if you're listening right now and you're thinking, oh, I feel like my child might be gifted, start making notes. Get a book, send yourself an email, start a little file on your phone, whatever works for you, and make notes of what you're noticing about your child. How many words are they saying in a sentence at a young age? What kinds of words are they using? What have you noticed in the dramatic arts and the creative arts? What have you noticed in sports? What have you noticed in mathematics? Even children of a young age can demonstrate, and usually do demonstrate, giftedness. So keeping those records for a parent is really important, especially in the early years. For a teacher, it's equally important, keeping records of what's going on, and always remembering to date those records. So be aware of what the child is learning about. What's their behavior, their interests? What are they drawing about? What are they writing about? How's their language and speech developing? What have you noticed? And it might not just be in the written form, as I mentioned before. It might be some photographs or some videos. However you choose to do it, the most important thing is that you document the child's learning experiences and progress. Number 9, to finish off, be generous with encouragement. And no matter who we are, where we are, what age we are, we all respond to encouragement, don't we? And every child deserves praise and deserves positive feedback. And I encourage you to continue to encourage your son or daughter, to encourage the students that you teach week in and week out, and build esteem into your child. And I've actually got a little free downloadable, which I'll include a link in the show notes too, called 100 Ways to Praise a Child. And you can just click on that link and download it. And it's got this little kid dressed up like a superhero, and 100 different things that you can say to praise a child. And that'll really, really help you. So this week, use these 9 principles to engage with your students, your gifted and talented students, and to engage with your gifted and talented children as a parent. Have a super week. Enjoy the journey. Next week, we are talking about how to get the most out of this quarter, out of these last 3 months of the year. What's the best way to get the most out of it? And I can't wait to share that with you. Have a brilliant week. Enjoy the journey and enjoy the moments. Ciao, ciao. We'll be right back.